with a lot of thinking done and preparation with members here in different formats. And I suppose we knew the type of year we had as well in terms of inflation and where the pressures are. And while we could have really done with extra money and rates, we knew we couldn't achieve that and wouldn't have been fair in Donegal this year. So we went for the zero rate. We were fortunate that the government came to the rescue, I'd say, in the last few weeks to give that extra money for the payroll increase from the National Deal and the energy costs that are way far sky high for everyone. So we're very pleased, I suppose, to get that. And it marks a very big day for the council, the annual budget, and for citizens to know that there's $175 million going to be spent all throughout Donegal next year.
You were very, forceful on the point that this isn't just a matter of treading water. This is a matter of the council still being innovative, still looking to the future, still developing, still innovating, still investing.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a key point for Donegal, and given where we are in the Northwest, we must look to the future, invest and be innovative, and plan for co-funding of those major projects. And we've done that, and we've done that over the last number of years, and now we've set the envelope for the next number of years, particularly on the $20 million borrowing and created capacity for another 10. We're $30 million there towards co-funding of a $60 million envelope. That'll take us into the next number of years. So we're well positioned, good foundation in place. And I'd say at this point, as our work between education and ourselves and job creation for the Northwest, we believe the Northwest primed to get the next benefit from the national investment, I suppose, and jobs for our young people. And Northwest could start shining.
Back on Monday now for a plenary meeting at which the capital budget for the next 3 years will also be considered. So you've still got some numbers to crunch yet.
Yeah, some numbers, yeah, and that'll emerge now in the next day or two. It's slightly different, the capital budget, and that's a report for 3 years, and it's an estimate. And a lot of our capital figures come from government. So we're somewhat, if you might say, at the mercy of what we can negotiate there, and they change from year to year as well, although we make the best estimates. It helps plan for our workload and our staffing and so on, and lets our community see what we're actually chasing and trying to develop for Donegal. So we'd hope that'll go well also, and of course we'll see. I think the big priority is to get the revenue budget, the current spending first, and the capital project a little more time with that.